Fred Film Radio, Sydney Spanish Film Festival.
This is Cristiana Palmieri for Fred Film Radio in conversation with Benjamin Zeccola, the co-curator of the Spanish Film Festival. Good afternoon, Benjamin. Actually, good evening.
Good
almost.
Evening. Thank you for having me.
My pleasure, and thank you for your time, Benjamin. So tonight is the opening night in Sydney, so I know it's a very busy night, but of course our audience is always keen to hear about the festival and the program. So this is the 25th edition of the Spanish Film Festival presented by Palace. And this year, the program offers Australian audience a lineup of curated selection of dramas and box office comedies, including the opening night Australian premiere of Too Many Chefs. So we are looking at 32 films, including two key program strands, New Spanish Cinema and Cine Latino. Let's talk about the program. Let's unpack the program.
Okay, so we scour the world's film festivals. Looking for the absolute best films that have been produced in Spanish language for the last 12 months. And they can come from any country as long as there's a really strong Spanish connection. Yeah, and usually it's the language, sometimes it's producers and locations. And themes end up emerging on their own. So what we found with this year's festival, after watching a couple of hundred films and selecting 25 new films...
A couple of hundred?
Yeah, because, you know, in Mexico they made 88 or released 88 Spanish language films this year.
Wow.
It was 140 or 50 in Argentina. It's out of Spain itself, they made nearly 200 films. So there are hundreds of films produced in the Spanish language. And it's our job.
Overwhelming almost.
So it's our job to look through and find them and find the absolute best films that we can. So it's the creme de la creme, the cream of the crop, the best Spanish language films that we can find. And they come from all over Latin America. That's the Cine Latino section. And this year there are presentations from from Colombia and Argentina, Mexico, most of Latin America has produced a film for the festival this year. And then, of course, Spain. You know, there's hundreds of films from Spain every year. So that's our job.
And so I assume that you travel a lot to, you know, select these films to film festivals around the world.
Yeah, so we tend to travel to the Berlin Film Festival. Yes. So Berlinale in February, Cannes Film Festival in May. And there's a really great specialist festival or specialist market for Latin cinema called Ventana Sur. And that means a window on or a window on the ocean. And it's set in Buenos Aires.
In Argentina.
It's in Argentina. And it's a beautiful opportunity to just watch Latin films. And then all through the year, every night of the week, we tend to be watching films in order to select them for the festival.
Yeah, that's really a big commitment.
It's a joy.
It's a joy. Benjamin, in this year's program, there is also a focus on women in filmmaking, featuring the work of 7 prominent Spanish and Latin American female directors. Would you like to talk a little bit about this section of the film festival?
So it's fantastic to see that finally in Europe and in Latin America, programs are being put in place to address the imbalance between male and female filmmakers. And it's been so dominated by males for 100 years. And it's fantastic that in this festival, we can finally have 7 films by female filmmakers. And the films are beautiful, they're touching, moving, glorious. Carles Simón's Alcaraz has been an award winner around the world.
Golden Bear at the Berlinale, if I'm not wrong.
Yeah. It's, you know, really extraordinary. And I've seen it myself. I've got personal experience where I can see that there was a sort of machismo, a kind of male-focused point of view. And I'm really glad to see that that's being addressed now, because we get more diverse films, which are more, you know, it's what we need and what our audiences want to see.
And it's great to see that this is something that is happening in many other film festivals. Also, Sydney Film Festival has a special section on women in filmmaking. So it's great to see this, you know, the need for more gender equality in filmmaking.
I think because we're seeing the normalization now where it's becoming more balanced, and that's why it's being highlighted. But I look forward to a time in the future where it's just natural.
Yeah.
That some years there's more women, some years there's more men, but it's, you know, generally balanced.
And no one will notice anymore.
Exactly, exactly. People just want to come and see a great film. They don't care if it's made by a man or a woman.
Exactly. Benjamin, there is another very interesting component of this year program, which is a retrospective on the work of Carlos Saura. Would you like to talk a little bit about this retrospective?
So, Carlos Saura, who sadly passed away earlier this year, is a monumental filmmaker. And 40 years ago, when he made the film Carmen, he won all of the awards around the world, some of the biggest awards that you can win. And it became a smash hit film. And it put Spanish cinema in the spotlight as well. The fascination that Carlos Saura has with music and with dance came through, and a very passionate filmmaker. So as he passed away this year, we thought it was a good time to include about five of his famous films.
Yeah, and also the 40th anniversary of Carmen is a great, you know,
a great opportunity to celebrate it.
Benjamin, there is another thing that interests me in the program, the Uruguayan documentary with some attachments to Australia.
Yes, the ship that was carrying Australians.
Yeah.
I've forgotten the name of the boat.
Yes,
which is the name of the film. But don't worry, that's fine. It's a documentary about all of those Australians who were stuck on a cruise ship, and as it was trying to dock. It was 2021, Greg Mortimer, and it wasn't allowed to dock in the first ports that it went to. So it ended up in Uruguay, where they allowed it to dock, and then people that needed treatment could get treatment. Most of them have gone on to be happy and healthy now, but probably swearing never to go on a cruise ship again.
I really remember that episode because it was all over the news.
Yeah, it's, you know, the governments and people were just not prepared with how to deal with
absolutely.
These things. And people made silly populist decisions instead of things that really genuinely mattered. So
yeah, and now we can see after like 4 years passed and we can see.
Yeah, exactly.
I would like to ask you something about the opening night here in Sydney, Too Many Chefs. Why did you choose this film? I mean, we have seen many films about chef and cooking. It's indeed a theme that really captivates the audience. So let's elaborate a little bit on this choice for the opening night.
So we were looking for a film that we could open the festival with that was just joyous and fun and a celebration. And we love films about food, and there's such a fascination that Australians have as well with the exotic food. And so this film is about a chef who's searching for his third Michelin star, and his father, who's been estranged for about 30 years, shows up on the scene suddenly, and their personalities clash, their cooking styles clash because the father's also a chef, and eventually, you know, there's a reconciliation and there's a love story as well. But, you know, we love this film. It's set in Bilbao, and one of the beautiful things about the Spanish Film Festival is that sense that you're kind of travelling through cinema. You know, when you watch this film, it's like 2 hours in Bilbao. And so it's sort of like your staycation between your vacations.
Yeah. And also this is the beauty of the Spanish cinema, because Spanish is spoken in so many different countries that you really travel through the language, the Spanish language, Spain, South America, Caribbean.
That's so true.
Yeah, so it's a great way of traveling. Is there any other thing that you would like to share with our audience, Benjamin, about this year's program or the festival in general?
So because we love Spanish hospitality, we wanted to combine as much of that Spanish hospitality with cinema as we could. So there's several events during the festival where you can come and you get a glass of wine. It might be Malbec, it might be Tempranillo. It might be rioja, and there are events where there are tapas and pinchos and other, you know, tacos and things.
Feeling hungry now.
Yeah, so, you know, there's my father's Mexican wedding, and there's Espolón tequila cocktails, and yeah, so come and if you look at the SpanishFilmFestival.com and click on special events, you'll be able to see something where there's a bit of a food and wine component, as well as the terrific movie and that the voyage into Spanish-speaking cinema.
That sounds really, really attracting and yummy. So thank you so much for your time, Benjamin.
Thank you.
The Spanish Film Festival runs nationally in Australia at Palace Cinemas in June and July and closes on the 12th of July. I've been talking to Benjamin Zeccola, the
curator
of the Spanish Film Festival, and I'm Cristiana Palmieri for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.